Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm David Marsland, and this is the Evening Standard Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, we speak to Rishi Sunak about tech investment and Zoom quizzes. Also, find out why the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs was lucky for snakes. But first, with an advert promising Hollywood in your pocket, the iPhone 13 has launched, putting its portrait mode for video front and centre. But is that all it's got? Charlotte Henry from Mac Observer's with me. Charlotte, is this the phone we've all been waiting for?
Well, it's not as big a shift as we had from the kind of 11 to 12, but they have improved fairly significant things. The cameras as ever have got upgrade across the iPhone 13 range. It's the first phone that's going to be offering a terabyte of memory, which is really important to people. It's got a brand new chip in it, so it'll all do everything quicker and smoother and faster.
Lots of attention on the iPhone itself, but there have been some interesting upgrades to the iPad too.
Yeah, in particular the iPad mini. It's got the A15 Bionic chip in it, the same powerful chip that's in those new iPhone 13s that we were just discussing. It's got an 8.3 inch liquid retina display, so it looks really nice and you can see more of the screen. Apparently it's 80% faster than the previous version as well. And for those that care about these things, if you buy a version that you put a SIM card in, you can get 5G on an iPad mini. And it's got this rather cool feature called Center Stage, where if you're doing a voice call on FaceTime and things, the camera kind of follows you around.
And forget about the hardware, Charlotte. There's some nice looking phones there, nice new colours.
And they seem to have invented some new ones for the 13 Pro, and they're variations on the kind of colours you'd recognise, the kind of light blues and greys and silvers, but they're all pretty slick looking. And the nice thing is they've got this, what they call ceramic shield around them. So, I mean, I'm not sure I'd advocate not buying a case, but they're pretty sturdy now.
Thanks, Charlotte. Now, UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak told us how even he ended up having to take part in those ubiquitous lockdown Zoom quizzes.
There were many, but there were only one or two that I was able to join. But they were very nice because I was working a lot and obviously not seeing anyone and was in the office most of the time.
He was speaking to us at the Treasury Connect conference in London, which brought together some of the biggest names in tech. Mr. Sunak told us that during the pandemic, the government's Future Fund has helped 1,200 firms, and that's landed taxpayers with stakes in more than 150 companies, including Vaxitech PLC, which co-invented the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine.
We were in the midst of a crisis, and in large part, it was a state that was shutting down large swathes of the economy, and that meant we had to respond in a different way to what you might do in normal times. And I believe we did the right thing at that time to step in and provide support.
There could be a breakthrough in the battle against Ebola in West Africa. A study in Sierra Leone's found the Johnson & Johnson two-dose vaccine has a 98% efficacy rate in both adults and children. The country was one of the hardest hit in the 2014 outbreak that killed more than 11,000 people. Around 20% of cases were in children under 15. An investigation into the safety of driverless cars in the US appears to be expanding. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration asked 12 vehicle makers to send them data on driver assist software. That includes Ford, General Motors, Toyota and Volkswagen. The probe began with just Tesla, following complaints cars using autopilot were crashing into emergency vehicles. Let's go to the ads now, but come back to find out why snakes should love asteroids, and why not give us a follow in the meantime.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Now, artists and off-road e-vehicle engineers are teaming up to fight climate change with a giant ship setting sail from Greenland. Royal College of Art and Extreme E have launched the new economic model for the ocean, or NEMO for Jules Verne enthusiasts. The RCA's Professor Ashley Hall has installed a robotics pack on the ship, which will pick up data on what's going on beneath the water's surface.
So this is right at the top of the ship, level with the top of the funnel, actually. So it's something like 20, 25 metres above the water. There's 2 pairs of cameras that are inside shrouds to kind of keep the worst of the weather off them. And they point sideways and down at the ocean. They look at the surface of the ocean and then they identify things which are different to the ocean.
The info will be sent back to students on dry land who design new ways of promoting sustainable approaches for the oceans. And finally, we all know what that asteroid did to the dinosaurs 66 million years ago. But turns out it was a lucky break for snakes. Researchers led by Bath University say that devastating collision is the exact point when the species began to diversify. They think the evolution of cobras, pythons, and others came about as snakes began filling the gaps left by T-Rexes and other predators. You're up to date. Why not come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast for news, interviews, and analysis from the Evening Standard. We're back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.